there, and welcome back to the Nerd Podcast. That's Never-Ending Retro Dialogue. I'm Jordan.
I'm Doug.
And I didn't know if you wanted to...
Do you want me to introduce him, too?
Yeah, you can. Well, he's, you know...
Okay.
You're related,
I guess.
So...
Well, the debate is still out on that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Wait.
So he's been on the show before.
That's right. He's a returning...
He's a returning guest.
And friend of the show.
How many times have you been on now?
It's once or twice now,
yeah.
I believe.
Okay. Because I think you ended up coming in at the end of a different episode. So this may be your third time.
And I was on a recap.
And you were on a recap.
So this
could be your fourth time then.
No, I think the month in review was...
That was the second one.
That was the second time.
All right. Well,
say two and a half. Three.
Well, two and a half.
Yeah.
Three. Yeah. So anywho, anyone who doesn't recognize that velvety voice, that is my son Wyatt. And he is going to help us today because we realized that after nearly 2 years, there is a pretty big company that we hadn't talked about yet.
Yeah.
And it's one that has fully affected all three of us, which is nice.
In different generations.
In different generations. So we'll do a little historical background yet. First, and we'll see if anyone can guess it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though this is pre-recorded and it won't matter. But
They'll have a title. And
they'll have a title.
And just don't look at the episode title.
Just don't look at it. Maybe we'll just put a question mark.
Yeah.
You don't know. But this...
Hold us down.
This company originally started in the 30s making toys, of course, because we're nerds.
Yeah.
And then they started producing this product... In 1949, in Denmark, and I'm sure that gives it away.
Why, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. Loosely translated, the name of the company means play well. And they are automatic binding bricks, is what they originally were called.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Really rolls off the tongue. The gentleman who started this company, his name is, and boy, I'm going to butcher this, I'm sure, Ole Kirk Christensen, and he got, this is what I thought was interesting. I don't know if you knew this. He actually, his design was based on self-locking bricks called Kitty Craft, invented by someone named Hillary Page in 1939 in the UK.
Hillary Page?
Hillary Page.
I think I went to high school with Hillary Page.
Were they nice?
I'm going to look that up real quick.
But, of course, we are talking about Lego.
Wow.
Spoiler. Lego. And Jordan's still looking for Hillary Page.
Well, anyway. Pretty sure I went to high school with Hillary Page.
That is hilarious. Hey, Hillary, if you listen to this, let us know. Tell Jordan hi.
Yeah, drop it in the comments.
He's been talking about you lately. All the times you had studying in algebra.
So good that I can't remember if you exist.
But yeah, so what's interesting about Lego is the fact that I had a different kind of Lego growing up than you had versus what he has now. But it's all the same idea. It's just more intricate.
Yeah.
Because growing up, and I know he's heard this story 1,000 times because I always complain about his set sometimes. Or not complain, but it's just like, man, our sets weren't like this.
Yeah.
I literally had white bricks, red bricks, blue bricks, maybe yellow, and then we had the green... squares, rectangles that you could build on top of. And you build houses. I don't even know if I could build a car. I never had a true set. You know, it was just, you bought a box and it was just all these random Legos and you just would build things from it. So.
We had sets, but the people were still yellow. That's how old I am.
Oh, okay.
They're not yellow anymore, are they?
It still makes some that are yellow.
Yeah, that was default.
They were all yellow. All they were the Simpsons.
Like,
yeah.
Like ones that weren't branded.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
With, like, Marvel or Star Wars.
Yeah, like, Star Wars was yellow back when I was a kid.
Oh,
yellow,
yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn I had.
No kidding.
I remember that.
Oh, that's fun.
I bought a Lego set from a yard sale. And it was a yellow Obi-Wan and Anakin from Clone Wars.
I probably have
not
that
Clone
too.
Wars.
Attack
of the Clones.
Yeah, I probably have that.
No kidding. When did you get that?
I was like 8, maybe 10.
Wow, I don't remember that. Okay. Yeah.
That's what Bruce Springsteen called the glory days.
That is. But yeah, so, man, I lost my train of thought. Speaking of minifigures.
Yeah.
We might as well throw this out here, because I didn't realize this. Although I should have, but minifigures weren't introduced until 1978. And I believe we saw that a policeman was the first one.
Yeah, that's right, a policeman.
So,
and
yeah.
Not to be mean, but I think he had a ticket in his hand.
He did that. Yeah, we won't talk about tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like an ultra-realistic kind of, like, it's 1978, here's a policeman with a ticket, go have fun, kids.
Go have fun, kids, yeah, yeah. Go give it to your parents. Tell them they didn't park right.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's okay.
That's
happens
for
everyone.
That's for a conversation in the end of the month, so. And this will air after that, so.
Yeah.
So, you will already know what we're talking about before you hear this episode. And how lucky does that make you?
Yeah, it's like glimpsing into the future.
It is.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about how, literally how they, like, I don't want to say taken over, because that has a negative connotation, but like.
Expanded, maybe?
Expanded, yeah, there we go. Because, you know, for the longest time, it was just, you know, bricks, and hey, we got these sets, and then what different kind of sets? I mean, let's have some fun. What different kind of Lego trademark sets are out there? You know, obviously you got the Marvel, you got DC, you got Star Wars,
Pirates of the Caribbean,
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. You've got Ninjago.
Mm-hmm.
Although now, is Ninjago an original Lego creation?
Believe so,
but they're separate, so it's they've done Universal Monsters, at least in the Blockheads.
Oh yeah,
because I mean, yeah, we didn't even talk about Blockheads, which, if no one knows what those are just like bigger minifigures that have a huge head, and
yeah, they're like Lego pop figures.
They're like Lego, yes, perfect Lego pop figures. I've got a Frankenstein that's sitting up there. Let's see. I mean, there's been so many different. And now you've got the specialty sets. You know, the helmets.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
The Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Now we're getting into Transformers.
Yeah. Where now, do you have that one? I don't
I do have Optimus Prime. I'll take a picture of it so we can put that on the.
I thought you did, but I couldn't remember.
We've got Optimus Prime. I've got a Darth Vader helmet. Mm-hmm. A Batman cowl.
Yeah.
You have.
Boba Fett. And I have a just full-size Baby Yoda Grogu.
That's right. And you have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Well, and they're getting into objects, too. Like, I really want that typewriter.
Yes.
And they have, like, a Polaroid camera.
Polaroid camera right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you already had the typewriter.
No, it's like $300. I can't sink into it yet.
Yeah. You've got the Nintendo Entertainment System one, where there's the TV with Mario on it. They have an Atari one.
Oh, yeah.
You have Thor's hammer now?
Thor's hammer. I've got Thor's hammer. They've got Wolverine's claws.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is... The Transformers, they've got all the Technic cars where you build them and they actually move. Right? Isn't that what the Technics...
If you push them.
Oh, I thought the Technics did something special.
No.
What was the one that Dale gave you then? Didn't it do something to you? It was like a robotic Technic or something?
When was this?
You were.
I don't know if I remember.
When you were really little. I mean, you were younger, much younger. Because Dale from church, you remember Dale from church?
Yeah.
He gave you a special... Lego, and it was a Technic, but you had to had lever systems and whatnot involved with it. Anywho.
Oh, I forget.
But yeah, I mean, it's, of course, you've got the Millennium Falcon, mm-hmm. the Death Star, but let's get back to the Transformers
yeah.
one, because, one, I love Transformers.
Transformers, yeah.
The fact that they can sit there and you can build a Lego system and actually transform it.
Yeah.
I mean, Optimus Prime transforms into a truck. Now, it I could barely do it. Wyatt was able to make it happen, and then he was able to put it back into robot form, but he's a Lego savant, so,
right.
you know.
He's a Lego aficionado.
What can I say?
He helps me do all the big builds.
Yep.
He helped me with Thor's hammer. And makes fun of how slow I am every time.
Oh.
So, but yeah, it's just the intricacy. Well, I was watching a video with one of the engineers who designs it, and what's the newest Transformer?
Bumblebee.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And how long did you remember the video? He said how long they've been working on.
It was since Optimus came out.
Yeah.
Like once he came out, they immediately started.
But it takes like a year, year and a half to get it to where the engineering all works. It's just wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bumblebee looks really awesome. I can't wait till that comes out. Cause
is it classic Bumblebee?
It is.
It is classic Bumblebee.
You don't give me that for Christmas.
You heard it here first, kids.
That is nice. Look at that.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
There's a video.
Yeah. Okay.
See if it transforms.
Then, of course, you've got the video games.
Yeah, the video games.
You've got the Lego video games, which I have to admit, when I first saw them coming out, I'm like, what an absolute goofy ploy.
That is exactly what I thought.
To get people to spend money, you know? I was just like...
I don't know if I was that cynical, but I just thought, this is stupid. Because I was in middle school, I was like, this is for babies. And then I started playing it, and
yeah.
I was like... This is for men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly because when Wyatt started playing, I think your first Lego game.
Lego Batman.
On the Wii, correct?
Yep.
Yep. And I watched him play it and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
My first Lego video game was the first one, I think, which was Star Wars.
Okay.
The
original trilogy.
The original trilogy first. No, I think they did that one second. I think they started
did
episode
they?
One. I think so.
Oh.
I think so. I'll look that up while we're talking. But and the
dissension
people,
in the ranks.
The people were yellow and they spoke gibberish. If you remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was before they had their lines. And
too
I
fun.
It came out in. I don't know. I was in middle school, and I thought this is going to be stupid. And well, there's actually a lot of Lego video games that came out before that, but they weren't the. They weren't the right, you know, they weren't what we're talking about. But I thought it was going to be stupid, and I was so wrong. I was incredibly wrong.
Now, how many, Wyatt, different Lego video games have you or still, which ones do you still own?
Own?
We know you had Lego Batman. What other ones did we have?
Oh, just all in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Lego Batman, all three of them. We had Star Wars The Complete Saga,
mm-hmm.
which they like separated them before they made.
That's what you have on the Xbox.
That's what we had on the Wii.
Oh, okay.
That comes later.
That comes later. Gotcha.
And then Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Yeah,
and
I remember
then
playing that
Lego
with you.
Avengers, which was
yes.
just the MCU, like two Avengers.
Yeah.
Movies. Didn't really dive into. Well, I wasn't. I never watched Pirates or Harry
no.
Potter.
Did we have Indiana Jones?
We did not have Indiana Jones.
No. Okay.
No. We had Lego Jurassic World.
There we go. We had a Jurassic one. Okay.
I feel like there was another one in between that and the Skywalker saga, which was just a remake of the, not a remake, it was like a retelling, you could say, of the,
they remastered it
with the prequel or sequel trilogy.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it, uh-oh. Sharon's getting more Legos out for us. Oh, that's the clown blockheads. Oh. Yes.
Let's figure you can time him. See how fast he can do it.
I like the idea of that.
Since he's a Lego nerd.
Since he's a... that is something that's been done a bunch of times in Wyatt's youth. Is one of my uncles... bought him a Lego set for Christmas and timed him. So let me get the clock out.
How long did it take? Like an hour?
It took you an hour.
Yeah.
In your defense, it was a bigger set.
Yeah, and that was...
And you were like 7.
Yeah, and I was under a lot of stress. Yeah, so if I can't do this fast, don't...
So this is a Brickheads clown... There's the ASMR. This is riveting podcast material right here. I love it. I'll let you get all your bags open. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's the stuff right there.
I'm sure your listeners love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it shows up well in the audio.
No, it does. And while he's building it, me and you can keep talking.
All right. I will say that it does say that Lego Star Wars, the original video game, was the first three. It was 1, 2, and 3, and then the second one was the original saga.
Gotcha. Okay.
I forgot one. I remember we got the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that was
Star
fun.
Wars Clone Wars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was in there. I played it for like a week. Didn't really play it after that.
All right. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Go. Okay. All right. Okay. So while Wyatt's doing that, what do you think makes Legos so popular these days? Because they, as of 2015, the estimate is they have an annual production of 36 billion. That's with a B, billion bricks that they produce. Wow.
I think it's two things. One, the first reason I think is because people love to build stuff.
Okay.
I think they like to build toys. I think they like to be interactive with toys. Because, like, sometimes when you open up a toy, it's like, okay, I've opened this.
Yeah.
Now what do I do with it? But with Legos, it's like, oh, I did this. I created it.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is, I think they're so popular because of, like, pop figures, they represent everything now. You can get a Lego for anything.
And that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that the reason they've shot in popularity these days is because they went to the licensing agreements?
I think that helps.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, like we talked about all the nerdy stuff, but they also have, like, buildings, botanical gardens. I mean, if you aren't, like, a hardcore nerd like us, then you can still get, like, if you're an architecture nerd, you can still get all kinds of buildings. Yeah.
He's got, I believe, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, San Francisco, London, and... what's that one with the tower? Is that Shanghai?
I think
that is Shanghai.
And then he... I'll have him go into greater detail once he's done building that, because I don't want to... bother him right now, but you know, you've got all the cars now that you can get.
Exactly.
And now they have the wall art that, you know, you can, he's got a wall art in his room, then he got something for Maddie that we're going to be hanging in her room, and I don't...
What did I get her?
Did you get it for her, or did we get it for her?
What was it?
I don't know. She says she has wall art.
Oh, okay.
But then, of course, I think I showed you. Have you seen that they came out, and it's been out for a while now, the Gotham City skyline from the animated series?
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's stuff like that where they're just able to take things to a newer or higher degree.
Well, and I think the other thing is you can do do it with people.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I'm sure you guys built a lot of Legos together.
Yeah.
So I think that's also what makes it popular, because it's a cross-generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think because so many people, because it's been through so many generations, people grow up with it.
Yeah.
So now that they're adults, they can do those, like, more, like, intricate things that they come up with.
Well, like I said, I didn't have those growing up. I just had to go on building a cabin.
So did yours still come with instructions and stuff? Or was it just like build whatever you want?
I think there were some basic instructions in there where you could build this, but I don't, yeah. It was almost like having Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
If anyone's even older than me. We've got those too, but you know, you built your own log cabin.
Yeah.
Tinker Toys was another thing I grew up with. And Tinker Toys were those little round wooden wheels, and you had these wooden spoke rods that you could build. And you could, obviously, the designs with those were a little bit more abstract. But again, Legos gave you that thing where you can make something solid, and now you have these sets where you literally, I mean, we've got that display up there of all the sets that Wyatt has built. But one of the funny things is for the longest time when Wyatt was younger, much younger, he would build it and then he was done. It stayed there. And we had all these Legos just all over the place, and I'm sitting there going, what if you, like, tore them apart and just made something even bigger or this or that? And, oh, man, that, in young Wyatt's mind, that really rocked his world. He's like, I don't think I want. But, I mean, now we've got, you know, he's got tubs of stuff where he keeps the ones he really likes together, which we'll get some pictures together and post them for this episode. But we had friends from church that they were downsizing, wanted to move out, and they had us come over and look through their kids' stuff. And they had, I forget how many tubs now of Legos. It was 10. And so Wyatt went, and he goes, I'll take these three. He goes, because they had some Star Wars stuff and Bionicles. There's another one. Bionicles. Oh,
wow,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Anywho. So they're like, no, you take all of them. And we're like, wait, what? So we had to shove all 10 in there.
Gosh.
But one of them had an Old West Lego set, and it's from like the late 80s. And I'm like, well, okay, now we got to try to find it. We have the box, but now we're going to have to go through and find all the pieces for it. And because no one loves an Old West set any more than me.
That's
so.
Right.
But the licensing is interesting. That definitely put them in a different stratosphere.
Yeah. Well, it's like, how often do you see a company that's able to license something like Marvel and DC at the same time? Like, they must really, Lego must really be liked and also make a lot of money. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, right? I mean, it's having Lego license you. I mean, if your company and Lego says, hey, we want to do some sets, here's some mock-ups, you'd be dumb not to have them do it, right?
Right.
Because that's just, one, you're getting paid to have them do it, and it's just getting more advertising for you. I mean, it's almost like you have to, if you don't have Lego make anything out of you, you weren't worth it.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like getting parodied by Weird Al.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make a song based on your hit, was it really a hit?
Was it really a hit?
Yeah. But, all right, so he's at 6 minutes and 45 seconds, and I'd say he's three quarters of the way done.
Yeah.
So the fun thing is you're talking about doing these sets, is the kids, I have yet to do one of these intricate builds and build it correctly from start to finish.
Oh, really?
I've done something where I built something backwards or upside down, or I used the wrong piece because, you know, I was just didn't look close enough, and then you go to make it work and it doesn't, and you're like, oh crap. That happened a few times with Optimus Prime, I believe. Thor's hammer was a little bit easier. The one thing with Thor's hammer is it was almost all the same colors. There wasn't a lot of different colors. Now, one of them, or maybe it was Sharon, they got me the Batmobile, the classic Batmobile with Adam West.
Nice.
And I think it was Adam West and Burt Ward and the Joker. Was there anyone else in that set? Sharon's not around.
I can't remember.
I had a couple issues with that one, too. I forget what it was. But, I've yet to do one where I didn't mess something up.
If you're building a Lego, you don't swear a couple times. Are you really building a Lego?
Exactly.
I mean, unless you're this guy, because he's apparently...
He's just whizzing through.
He's just going through.
And how about those, because of all these little pieces, those little specialty tools, those things are like gold. To make it to where you can, if you mess up, you can get them back off.
Yeah.
That is looking like a clown. Looky there. Now we just need to give him a blood-soaked axe or something.
I think I got that somewhere.
You got that, so we can make that happen?
We can give him balloon animals, but their intestines.
Ooh, there we go.
One of my darker intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
Oh, and a movie.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to say was that movie. I never saw the second one, but I did see the first one in theaters even. And that one is, it's fun.
It revolutionized animation.
Revolutionized. Yeah,
because it was made by the same people that made Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
They're really big on doing more with animation.
Interesting.
Really
pushing, I did not know it was the same
pushing
people.
The boundaries.
Yeah.
One set, you know?
I didn't realize there was a second Lego movie.
Oh, yeah. The Lego movie, the second one, is what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did we see that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then there's Lego Batman, the movie.
Lego Batman, and is that
which,
Lego Batman 2? I can't remember.
There was not a second one. But Lego Batman movie is probably one of the best Batman movies ever.
It was pretty good. I remember watching, they do a lot of Lego movie shorts,
mm-hmm.
where they're 30 minute long or whatever, and there was it an Avengers one we watched, and it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, really?
Loved it.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Right?
I'm trying to think. You keep going on it. Keep going.
Well, that's about all I got.
Oh, okay.
I just know at one point I think I watched two or three in a row, so I thought it was an Avengers one. Maybe it wasn't. But yeah, I mean, they're just cranking it out.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, it's good because, like, with Lego movies, you don't have necessarily the same kind of expectations of continuity and, like, I have to watch 30 movies to watch this movie.
Yeah, oh, no.
So it's like, it's just a light little fun. That's why, like Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham is, like, one of my favorite Lego games ever because you got to go out into space.
Yeah.
And you got to explore all the Lego Lantern Corps.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was,
For young me.
for adult me, too.
Do we still have that?
I don't believe so.
No?
I think that was on the... Maybe we do still have it.
We'll have to look. It was on the Wii, right? You had it for the Wii? Or did you
have
that
the third
one
was for the Xbox.
Oh. Well, we haven't gotten rid of any. Was it Xbox One, or was it like the 360?
That would have been
it was 360 or
oh, and yeah, we don't have that.
That was the one that I worked super hard.
And I don't think
hard.
We gave that to Fallon.
I worked super duper hard to get the Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern, yeah.
If you're familiar
yeah.
with him, that's Daffy Duck is a Green Lantern. I worked really hard to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. I did enjoy playing that one with Wyatt. That one was fun. The Avengers game was fun.
The Avengers ones, the Lego Marvel games take it to a whole nother level, though. It's like the second one. Where you're, that's the one with Kang, right?
Yeah.
Man, you're going through different places and different times.
Yeah.
It's like New York City in different eras.
Yeah.
There's like a cowboy Captain America.
Old West.
Yeah.
Man, that was that one. I still own that on the Switch.
You see games like that, and how well they're done. Are they able to do that because the animation and the making of the game is easier than making like a Call of Duty or a Red Dead. It's just, I don't understand why that game could be made so well and it's so fun and it's, and then there's others where it's just, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because Lego, yeah, you're... Because
usually those branded, you know...
Yeah.
They usually those branded and licensed games, going all the way back to the Nintendo system and the Batman game, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's so hard, and it's... although I do own it. But, you know, so long I've been leery of owning games that were licensed like that. They're based on a movie, or they're... Or they're just... Because they seem gimmicky, but those ones aren't. They're really good.
Usually I feel like when they license a game, they pretty much phone it in because it's just like, oh, we already have this story. And maybe it's because they don't have a story.
Well,
except for the Star Wars games.
Yeah.
But with the Lego Marvel games, they make up their own story. And so it's like they can adapt that better to suit their Lego-y needs.
Yeah.
So it can be more innovative. I don't know. It's... That's an interesting point.
Yeah, I just, you know, good on them. He's getting so close. I think he's going to do this in less than 15 minutes. He's building balloons. Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Boom.
Wow.
14 minutes, 14.5 seconds. Good job.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
Man. 14 minutes.
Thank you.
We'll make sure to include that picture on the for the post too. Do we even know where did we get the clown?
I don't know. It's, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's for Mom.
It was a gift for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It says happy birthday.
Yeah, and
like
it, guess what? This shows another good thing about Lego. They said happy birthday in a bunch of different languages.
10 languages. Ten different languages you could say happy birthday on there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Can I see this real quick?
Yeah.
We got, I assume it's German, French, Spanish, well, and then the rest. I can't identify that at all. I mean, one's Japanese, one Chinese, one's probably Korean.
There's got to be Arabic in there, too, maybe.
I think this is Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Buon compleanno.
Yeah, that's
Italian. Si. Molto bene.
Ooh.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So, your favorite Lego game?
Probably Lego Marvel Superheroes, the first Marvel.
Oh, you like the
superhero
first one
game
better than the second one?
Yeah.
What was the first?
I never really played the.
Oh.
I never got the second one.
The first one was with. Who was the villain in the first one?
Loki and Galactus.
Yeah, Galactus. Because I remember you. Yeah. Okay, I remember that one because there was like some helicarrier stuff. Yeah.
I think that game was just so iconic. For my generation, at least.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like mind-opening to be playing a game like that.
Yeah.
I think that was
open
also,
world.
Yeah, open world, but also, was that the first one with the big figs?
Yeah, it
was.
Because
it was the first one with the Hulk as a big fig. Because they had some characters like Bane and stuff that were like smaller figures than Batman, and I was always kind of like Killer Croc and stuff. But then when they introduced the Hulk, and he was a big figure, and I was like,
That's what I remember most about playing that, is if I would play with him, playing as the Hulk and just going around smashing things.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Speaking of...
Yes.
I'm sure we'd bring this up in the... Or YouTube would bring this up in the end of the month review, but the Captain America trailer, the new one...
Yep.
Was it New World Order?
Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Right? Brave New World? New World Order.
I think it's Brave New World, but...
I feel like it used to be New World Order, but they changed
it. I think
it
used to be New World Order.
We'll call it Brave New World
Order. There we go.
Brave New World Order. Anyway, spoilers for the trailer. Red Hulk shows up at the end of it. And that...
It is first, Brave New World.
It is?
Yeah.
When I first saw that, it sent chills down my spine, gave me PTSD from LEGO Marvel Superheroes. Because there's a point where you have to fight Red Hulk to unlock him. And I... Whenever he showed up, it was like a jump scare. He just showed up out of nowhere, and it freaked me out. And it, he was a little hard. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah,
I would.
I just want to bring that up.
I'm gonna say this. I hope it doesn't stir too many pots. But I would put those Lego Marvel up there with Secret Alliance.
Wow.
I would.
Wow. Okay. He is trying to stir the pot a little bit. Man.
They were so much fun, though.
They were.
And you got so many more characters in Marvel, Lego Marvel, than you did in Secret Alliance. Even though you got a lot of characters in Secret Alliance. You have hundreds of characters in Lego Marvel.
Yeah, that's true.
Not all of them are useful, but...
That's true, too.
Harley Duck had a bazooka, so I was...
Yeah, that was cool. That was really awesome.
Also had a squirrel gun mech.
That was in the second one.
The second one, okay.
But she threw squirrels in the first one, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think the first one came out right before she got popular.
Yeah.
Again, whatever, for the first time ever. Yeah. And then the second one, she had a squirrel girl neck.
Oh. Unbeatable squirrel girl.
Another thing I forgot to mention.
Yes.
I was never able to 100% LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. I got to 99.9% because for some reason... I couldn't unlock Taskmaster. His like area to unlock him was just glitched out,
and I couldn't
unlock
him.
Taskmaster. So we had that on the 360, so it's forever gone now. But that'll forever be not 100%ed.
Man, I don't think we gave any of those games to Fallon. I think we just gave her Assassin's Creed, and we'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
Because I think she said that 360 doesn't work anymore, so maybe we can work something out where we get those games back and figure something out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I never beat the second one all the way because I just got fatigued. There were so many characters to unlock, and I was getting down to the bottom of the last couple characters, and I was like, and he has like Thanos and stuff, and I was like, I just can't do it. Like, I just cannot do this. And like, then, because the... Part of the problem with my LEGO video game experience was that I always used to play with my brother. And then he kind of aged out. He was like, I'm too cool for this. And I was like, whatever. So I always played by myself. And I'm like, this isn't as fun when you're not playing with somebody.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to, like... I remember when we would be the Fantastic Four. And I would always go, it's clobbering time. And I would smash the screen and kill his Mr. Fantastic all the time. Maybe that's why he stopped playing with me. But he was kind of was like, he kind of was too cool for it.
I did that same thing with Maddie. I always got her to play with me, and then we'd do like a hide and seek sort of thing to like find whoever like throughout the city.
Yeah.
And I always beat her. I was just that good, you know. So I think that's why she stopped playing with me.
You were just that.
Yeah. I was that guy.
You were that guy. Man.
I played the Skywalker Saga, but that was almost like too big because you were flying through space and stuff, and I was like, I just can't handle this. Like, this
that was really cool. I really like that aspect.
I was too old. I was Danny Glover for that. I was too old.
I'm to that age where, yeah, these worlds are so large now for any game, not just the Lego game, but like, this has nothing to do with Legos, but I would play Borderlands with my nephew and enjoyed the heck out playing it, but I tried playing it by myself one day, and it's like, no, because I couldn't navigate the maps. I was just like, he knew exactly, he was boom, 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 we're going here, we're going here, we're going, and why it's the same way.
Yeah.
So we would play it, and I told him, what did I tell you as soon as we start playing? I'm like, I don't do the maps, so you gotta leave, you gotta leave where we're going. I could do the maps in the old school video games, but yeah, all these newer games, I don't know what it is. I struggle.
Did you you ever start playing Skyrim?
Skyrim. I have not yet. There are a lot of games I have not started on the PS4. Yeah, because I haven't touched until was it until dawn.
Yeah,
I started that, and then yeah, there's a lot of games. And then I just bought a new used one. It's an alien game, Firefight, I think is what it's called. So one more game for me to.
What was that one game? It was like a zombie cowboy game.
I have it.
Evil West.
Fun. I have not, because that I bought that digitally because I couldn't find it anywhere on disc, and then all of a sudden now I can find it on disc. It's like, oh well. But it was fun. You know, it combined the West with, you know, horror and supernatural stuff. The cutscenes were a little awkward. And the way that you fight sometimes was a little off. Like, you had to, all of a sudden you'd be getting hit from behind, and you had no clue where they were or where they came from. I don't know. It was a little weird. Fun, but yeah. And here we are now talking about Legos.
Yeah.
Welcome to the daily world of talking with Doug.
Yeah.
Legos. I do want to mention, because I wrote this down, anyone who knows the Lego history, that in 2011, the Space Shuttle Endeavor took, I think it was 10 or 13 Lego kits up with them into the space station so that they could see how microgravity affected the building of the kits.
That's funny.
I believe they built a TIE fighter, and there's a few, I forget what some of the other ones were. But, so yeah. What other toys have been made, you know, played with in space?
Taxpayer money? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I have no political agenda here.
No. But I want to get back to minifigures.
Yeah.
Because that's, it's not so much anymore, but I remember when Wyatt was younger and we were hitting toy shows.
Yeah.
That was like,
yeah.
That was the thing, is who's got minifigures for sale?
They have like rows and rows of them. Yeah.
Yes.
I still remember this one booth having a Lego Boba Fett, but it was an old Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And he was like 60 to 70, maybe 80 bucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, can I get this? And you were like, no.
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 Do you have 60 or 70 bucks? Yeah.
But, yeah, just the, I don't know, just the value on stuff like that is kind of crazy.
It is.
It's a really cool design.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, it's not really old, but it's, you know, that's,
well, look,
they move past that.
Yeah. I'm one of the guys that, I don't have a ton of Lego sets, obviously, but if they had a Lego figure there of someone that I really like I got a Deathstroke Lego figure one day. And who was the other one? I forget who else I've got up there. But they're just random. I still have yet to find a Moon Knight minifigure. So that's in the... But yeah, I've got a Ghost Rider Spider-Man, but they came with that one set that you guys got me for Christmas. So, yeah.
Another thing that they had at those shows were like custom-made...
Yes.
Like things.
Yeah.
And mainly like realistic guns or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I really liked that because like videos I watched as a kid were like stop motion animation, and like it was a lot of like Call of Duty zombies or like Call of Duty like free for all or whatever. And it was just really entertaining to watch that, so I was like, oh dang, that's like a cool assault rifle or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think they still operate. Weren't they out of Delaware, I think? I think they were in Delaware.
I think so. I'm sure I have their business card somewhere downstairs.
Yeah. And that's the other thing that's popping up now is, you know, you've got the brick stores. There's one in Powell. In the Polaris area, there's one I think that's open in Hilliard. There's one that we've gone to in this Dayton/Springfield area, where all they do is sell Lego sets. You know, they get retired ones, old ones,
wow.
used ones, new ones. We got Sharon, it was Amelia Earhart set that apparently at the time was only available in the UK, but they had some friends or whatnot, so they were able to get some. But you get little stores like that, and it's just, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Because there for a long time, it was just, you had, you know, the Lego store in Columbus online, or, you know, that's what can
it's
you find.
Walmart.
What can you find the stores, which were all the new ones. You know, you couldn't go and find, didn't have a place where you could find older ones. And so now you got these shops. So
they're like turned into new age record stores or something.
They are. You know what? You are not far off from that, right? I mean, it's basically what will be like 20 years from now as far as Lego sets go and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, it's interesting. Yeah. And heck, people just love buying loose Legos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you go to like Half Price Bookstore and some of these other used toy stores, they've just got bags of loose Legos. Some are the same sizes, some kind, same color, whatnot, and others are just mixed. I mean, it's just, but, because again, like you said, you can build whatever you want
yeah.
with it. Wyatt and I used to have, we haven't done it in years, but we used to have, how long did we do it? 3 years, maybe? 2-3 years?
Yeah.
We had a Lego build-off.
Oh.
And, I can't remember if we always had a theme. Was it a theme, or was it?
I think the first one wasn't, and then the next two, there was, like, kind of a theme.
Kind of a theme. And, but, yeah, it's, that was fun.
It was fun. I'm pretty sure I won both the times.
I think I won one.
No.
I'll have to go back in my Facebook memories. I think I won one. Maybe. Highly unlikely, though. He is the master builder.
He's the master.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have allowed it.
Against regulation.
What is the favorite thing you've built?
Ooh.
Like, out of all the sets that you've purchased, what's your top five? Your top five favorite things that you built? Just sets.
Just
we'll
sets.
Go into freehand in a minute. But.
That's really difficult. Man, I really gotta think here.
Yeah, wow, I've stumped him.
You got him.
I did.
He won the battle when you won the war.
That's it.
The
yeah.
Battle war.
Mine's easy. Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, when I opened him up at Christmas Day, that was
something to behold.
I'm not gonna lie, I almost cried. That was
a tear of joy.
That was awesome. And he was fun building. Me and him building them together.
That was really fun.
It was fun. So, yeah.
I think I'll just list some things.
Okay, that's fine.
From the Lego movie, there was, like, the final mech that Emmett built.
Yes.
Which was massive. That was pretty awesome to build. Because that was something that I really wanted at the time. That was pretty dope. There was this one Batman, maybe a couple Batman sets that you got me. It had like, it was like Batman and like a giant, like sort of tank vehicle or something.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
it was like Scarecrow's
yes.
some sort of vehicle or whatever. And then there were a bunch of side villains that were, or extra villains that were in it. Right up there there's Joker's
Playland.
That was pretty fun.
That was fun, yeah.
I'll think of some recent ones now. Recently, I've gotten a Batman motorcycle and the like a just a Kawasaki. It was a Kawasaki motorcycle. They're Technic motorcycles, and they're just really interesting to build because I feel like a mechanic. building them. But those are cool right now.
Surprised you haven't mentioned the Jazz Quartet.
That one's really cool.
That one's really neat.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I think somebody at work has that in their office.
Yeah. That one's a really cool set.
That one is cool.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really trying to think.
Which one was the hardest one? Where even you were like, oh. You struggled. Maybe not struggled, but it took you a little bit longer than what it normally would take you to build.
Of the ones I listed?
Or no, just... Obviously, it'll be a different answer, because when you're 8 years old, it took you a little bit longer than what it takes you now, but... Which one was just like, wow, this is a lot of parts or a lot of different steps to get this to go together?
Because
that's the same answer for me, Optimus Prime. He was fun to build, but jeez.
A lot of heartache involved in that one.
Oh, man. I think we had to take a couple breaks on that one. Tensions were getting high.
I can't really think of any that, like,
were, like, super difficult. I do remember the Adidas shoe incident.
Oh, the incident. What was that?
So I got an Adidas shoe for Christmas, and so I was transporting it upstairs, and I dropped it.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure almost every single piece sort of just of the set just went everywhere.
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I had to build it again.
Dang. I've seen that shoe.
That was just heartbreaking. I wouldn't say that was difficult. That was difficult mentally to deal with.
That must have been hard because it's so white. Like, that's a really white shoe.
Yeah. You
can do it twice. Wow.
Yeah.
And there we... Another... building Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
Out of Legos.
Yeah.
I mean...
Wild. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even mentioned the flower kits.
Yeah.
The flower sets.
Yeah.
Sharon's got a bonsai tree that I got her. And then we got Maddie succulents and...
She's like four.
No succulents? I thought your mom said we got you succulents. What? Anyway, she's got those flower bouquets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Another thing for sort of casual, like, Lego builders to not really want, like, a trademarked set, you know, just oh, I like having plants. Here's some Lego plants. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super interesting. The problem with the bigger sets and the licensed sets is they almost automatically price me out of the market.
Yeah.
I really want that Gotham skyline, but oof. I forget where we were at. I think it was a toy show, and they had a Santa's toy shop or Santa's Playland or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, because we've talked numerous times on this podcast my affection for Santa.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get it, but man, I just...
It's only $300 on Lego.com.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. Yeah, I think
it... GoFundMe or something.
There we go. I'm pretty sure it was $299. I mean, that's what the Gotham City skyline is, too.
Oh, that's what it is.
Gotham City skyline is $299. I think Santa's Playland was like $350 or $399 or something, because it was a bigger... Is a bigger one, but
listen, folks, this man needs Gotham City Skyline. If you do not help us,
go to our Patreon.
Just if you see Doug in person, just give him some money.
Yeah, I've got a spot already picked out on the wall.
He needs it. He's like SpongeBob. He needs
it. Anywho,
but something about because Lego sets are a bit pricey. Like we saw yesterday the
Starry Night.
No, I wasn't gonna I was gonna say the MTV. Oh, yeah. That was, like, that's, like, a knockoff. I wouldn't say really knockoff set, but it's, like, there's, like, a long line of sets by those same people.
Because they do, it's the same brand that does, like, the Yellowstone.
Yeah, that was right under it, yeah.
Yeah, Yellowstone, they also did Walking Dead.
They have some flower sets, too.
They have some, yeah, I forget the name of the company. They're just not the same. I bought a Walking Dead set from them because it was like a smaller one. I'm like, it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
I think I remember building that with you.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just a placebo effect or whatever. But
you got to pay for it. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, they had, Lego has the Starry Night.
Oh, really?
Wall art set. And oh my God, it's absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, it's $150. So it's like, oh, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
And I bet that one would be fun to build.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can talk Matt into buying it for us. And
it's too bad Layaway, you can't get them on Layaway.
Right.
Or like Rent-A-Center. Where you pay them off in installments.
Like, do they even do layaway anymore in stores?
I don't think so.
Man, that's sad. That used to be
one more thing they took from us.
Yeah. Just use your credit card, huh? Why not?
I got two credit cards right here.
Right.
My fists. For those of you who can't see.
Oh my gosh, too funny. Oh, Lego. Oh, I didn't say this. I really liked their motto. It's been the motto since the late 30s.
What is it?
Only the best is good enough.
Ooh.
And it wasn't meant to be a thing on their employee saying, this is what we want from you. It was, we don't want you skipping steps. We don't want you cheating processes. Do it the right way.
Yeah.
Do it this way. This is how we want our product to be. Our customers deserve it. And so there we go.
And
besides that slight little misstep in the 2000s, which we can't get. Did we lock it down to 2005 is when they were having some financial.
1990s, 2000s.
They were having some financial issues. And I want to say that's right around the time they started doing the licensing agreements.
Yeah, I would think so.
Which obviously has. They are the number one toy company in the world now.
Yeah.
And they have been for like the last, I think, 10 years or so. So, I mean, that's just that brick, just a little plastic brick.
I think that motto also really speaks to you just give your best, and that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah. So just people too, not just like working environment.
Yeah. I like that.
Right on, yeah.
Now, if you would have asked him 10 years ago what he wanted to do, he had it all worked out. He wanted to graduate high school and get a college degree and then move to Denmark so he could work for Lego. That was a plan, and you could still do it.
I could do it,
yeah, get into engineering or graphic design and go work for Lego.
Much like Legos, you could build your own future.
Wow.
That's deep.
I think we end it right there. My gosh, you can build your own future. I can't top that. Jeez. Well, we want to know, if you are a Lego person, do you have a favorite set that you've built or a favorite sets or style? You know, they've got the Bionicle where you build that figure. You've got the blockheads. I'm curious, something else I want to know. When you build a set, do you keep it built?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you tear it apart and just... Because there for a while, Wyatt would tear it. Like I said, we'd tear it apart, and we had all the pieces organized, you know. Boom, boom, boom. So if you wanted to rebuild it, we have the directions. We can rebuild it. So I know people like Matt. I don't know if he listens to this or not, but I'm pretty sure he keeps his all built and has them on display. So...
I imagine the more complicated they are, the more you want to keep them together.
I would agree. Yeah. And I mean, most of the ones he's built over the last few years, he's kept together. So, and I've kept mine together because yeah. it's a Darth Vader helmet. Why wouldn't you?
Right. Why wouldn't you display that?
Why wouldn't you just display that? It's actually on the top shelf behind glass.
There with we Batman. Go.
So, anywho, yeah. Do you keep your sets together? What's your favorite set? You know, so many things that you can answer with this.
Do you play the games?
Do you play the games?
What kind of Legos do you like?
Yeah.
What kind of Lego information you might have?
Give us your Lego stuff.
Give us your credit card information.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. What's your mother's maiden name? Well, what street did you grow up on?
Last four of your social.
What's your pet's name? The name of your first pet? Yeah, just, you know, standard stuff, you know. It's for research and research purposes. So, yeah. All right. Well, you got anything else to add, Wyatt?
I don't think
Thanks
so.
Thanks for joining us
Thanks
today.
For joining
of
course.
Us. Thanks for building the clown.
Yeah.
In
sub 15 minutes or seconds, minutes.
Yes, we did. Yes. Sorry, we had our crack research team was making sure that we talked about our Lego build-offs, and we did talk about the Lego build-offs.
Yeah.
I think we need to do another one this year over spring break.
Ooh.
We should.
Yeah. Or winter break. Yeah. Whenever. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, all right, guys. Well, thanks, Wyatt, again for joining us.
My
pleasure. Thank you, Jordan, for being the lighthouse that keeps us from crashing upon the shores of our conversations.
Sometimes you got to drown in your own conversation.
Well, I do a good enough job of that. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time around. Stay nerdy.